Here's Brian Jennings with the news.
A meeting will take place this morning between the Health Service Executive and members of the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Health on plans to tackle the ongoing challenge in emergency departments. It comes after a time of particular strain across the country's hospitals in recent weeks, following record numbers of cases of respiratory illnesses. Cathy Lee reports.
Representatives from the Health Service Executive will meet members of the Oireachtas Committee on Health this morning to highlight the challenges faced in emergency departments and hospitals. This is the first meeting the committee has held since the Christmas recess. Before Christmas, the HSE established a national crisis management team in response to the expected surge of winter virus infections. Those infections included COVID-19, RSV, Strep A and the flu. It is now expected that the meeting will look at the measures being implemented to tackle the record number of people on trolleys in recent weeks and the lack of acute hospital beds in public hospitals. The committee will also discuss the medium to long-term plans for next year and beyond within the health service.
New research from the Economic and Social Research Institute has found that extending free GP care to the whole population in 2026 would cost the state up to €881 million. The study was funded by the Department of Health and estimates the cost of extending free GP care over time from now to 2026, where the extension is based on age or on income. Our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers.
Unlike most European countries, most people here pay out of pocket for GP care. New research from the Economic and Social Research Institute has found that extending free GP care to the whole population in 2026 would cost the state between €381 million and €881 million. The study was funded by the Department of Health and estimates the cost of extending free GP care over time between now and 2026, examining scenarios where the extension is based on age or on income. The 2017 All-Party Sláintecare report recommended a move towards a universal healthcare system for Ireland, which would include free GP care. Almost 60% of the population do not have either a medical card or a GP visit card. The report warns that there may not be enough GPs to provide the service given the ageing and growing population.
Dr. Sheila Connolly, one of the authors of the report, told Morning Ireland the figures would be an annual cost for 2026. She also said a rise in demand for GP services would be expected if free GP care was introduced.
We estimated that for 2026, there would be in the region of an additional 2 million GP visits arising from that change in policy. And I suppose the other point to note is that between now, 2023 and 2026, demand for GP visits is likely to increase anyway, even if there was no change in eligibility due to a growing and ageing population. So the change in eligibility, increase in demand will come on top of that.
Ireland has topped a league table of EU countries with aggregate data breach fines imposed to date, totalling more than €1 billion. The General Data Protection Regulation and Data Breach Survey from the law firm DLA Piper puts Luxembourg in second position, with the highest individual fine of €746 million issued in 2021. The head of the London Metropolitan Police has said the force is investigating 1,000 sexual and domestic abuse allegations involving around 800 of its own officers. Commissioner Mark Rowley was speaking after serving officer David Carrick pleaded guilty to 49 offences, including dozens of rapes. He announced that all 45,000 Met police officers and staff will be rechecked for previously missed offending. The commissioner also apologised to Carrick's victims for the force's failings.
This man abused women in the most disgusting manner. His offences are sickening. We've let the women down and we've let Londoners down. And I do recognise that there'll be women across London and more widely that this prompts them to question whether the police can keep them safe. And for that reason, I think it's important that I recognise that we failed and that I'm sorry.
A former commander in the Russian mercenary group Wagner has claimed asylum in Norway. A lawyer for Andrei Medvedev said his client deserted after witnessing war crimes in Ukraine. He was detained in Norway for illegally entering the country on Friday. It's believed to be the first known instance of one of the group's soldiers defecting to the West. The lawyer, Brynjulf Rysnes, said the story will be thoroughly checked.
We in Norway do not grant asylum to war criminals, so it's clear it's a very important assessment, and all such things must be analysed very carefully. Who is he? Where is he from? Is his information correct, etc.? This is something that's assessed for everyone who seeks asylum in Norway, but it's clear this case will be assessed particularly thoroughly.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Trust Grant for innovative and sustainable home heating solutions to future-proof your home. Visit grant.eu.
Chilly today with a mix of sunny spells and wintry showers falling as snow in places. Hail and thunder are possible, especially later on. Driest and brightest across Leinster. Highest temperatures 2 to 5 degrees.